Blog Talk Radio.
Hush now, don't you cry. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Astro Mind 2012. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, talking about
you're breaking up. I can't hear you from the background music.
I said we could talk about astrology.
Okay, and how does astrology play a big part in our lives?
Well, astrology is very powerful because it'll tell us the signs of relationships, the signs of, like how relationships are compatible. Why things don't work out, why things do work out. If you're wasting your time and energy on people, you know, even friendship, it doesn't matter whether it's friendship, relationship, family, whatever, business partnership. It could be several different things, and we're all being affected by these signs and planets. I was talking to a psychic, and he was saying that he can look into the heavens and tell you your planetarian sign on how it affects you and how to help you.
And that's interesting. Just like, okay, here's a good example. During the Mercury retrograde, why is it that it affects our planet so much? And especially, you know, people that are negative people, you know, it seems like it increases that negativity maybe 10 times or even 100 times more.
Yeah, we don't know.
I mean, we know that there's different planets, and even the moon affects people's relationships and, you know, how they feel and, you know, and their energy and everything else. So we're being affected by the planets. I mean, we're part of the universe. I mean, we are a planet. So, you know, the astrology does play a big part in our lives.
Yeah, it does, that's for sure.
And especially if we were born, you know, on a certain day, you know, a certain month, you know, and these are our signs, you know. You know, our signs are being affected by the planets all the time. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, we don't know, like I say, we don't know how it affects our moon sign or sun sign or astrology sign. I mean, it can affect all areas of our lives with our personalities, our emotions, how we structure our life. You know, it can affect all those different things. And it's really difficult to always remain grounded and balanced because of those signs. We go through ups and downs. So,
that's so interesting. I was just thinking, you know, a lot of people, a lot of our listeners out there, you know, if they don't know what the Mercury retrograde is when Mercury gets close to our planet, it seems like what it does, it starts going into reverse. Instead of going forward, it goes reverse, and that energy is felt here on Earth. That's why, you know, if people notice that in certain months or certain times, there's a lot of negativity that's going on. You know, there's no communication. You know, automobiles are breaking down, like electrical things are breaking down. But this sort of widespread, it's all over. It's not just in one place. And, you know, that's how people can identify when we're in a Mercury retrograde. And I just wanted to share that with all our listeners. And what's your feelings on the Mercury retrograde?
Well, it definitely takes a toll on a lot of people. Because, like I say, it's part of astrology. So, and we know that with all these earth changes, it's not getting any easier because of all the nasty stuff that's been going on in the earth. So,
would you say these Mercury retrogrades are getting a lot stronger?
I would say yes, because of all the built up negativity on the earth.
Right.
And it keeps building and building, and it's like one big ball of negative energy. A lot of it's not just the planets, but I think a lot of it is people's negative energy. It builds.
Would you
so
say that's part of the consciousness also?
I would say it is, because the consciousness is also part of the reptilian brain.
Right.
Because it's the mind of Satan. And Satan is the consciousness. So he is part of the Christ consciousness for our redemption.
Right.
So that way we can redeem ourselves, like when we do the sold and sacrifice, and we say, okay, has this body been sold? Has this body been sacrificed?
Right.
You know, going into people's DNA, making those corrections, asking their permission so they can do it freely. You know, because life is all about choice, and we choose to do this to ourselves. We choose to punish ourselves.
Right. And this sold and sacrifice, I just wanted to share with our listeners, it has to do with geometric transformation. We call it geotrans. And me and Adrian's been trained in this field, and we're facilitators. And if anybody's interested in learning more about this, you know, give us a call, go into our show page, you know, click onto our website and either email us or give us a call. And also, Adrian does longer readings. If you want to make contact with him, you know, go into our webpage, you know, get his number, give him a call, and he'll let you know how to, you know, access his other, where he does his readings. And this is on Orinum.com. And Adrian could explain more about that. Do you want to tell our listeners about that, Adrian?
Yes, you can go to Orinum.com, and my rates are at $9.99 a minute. You can go on there and you can order a private reading with me. All you have to do is just register. It's free, and it's $30 for 99 cents a minute, and you can do a 3-hour, you can do a two or three hour reading with me. If you want to spend a little bit more, you can spend a little bit more. And all you have to do is click on private, and we can do the private on camera if you want a longer reading.
Good. And I think it would be something that would, you know, what kind of readings do you give, Adrian, with your pendulum?
Well, I offer health, relationship, career, dental, car trouble, planning, gardening, home environment, moving, travel, past lives, twin flame connection, soulmate connection, and I can go ahead and assist you on making that connection if you wish. I also do chakra balancing, and all kinds of different things that the chart, all channeling too. That's another thing. A lot of people want to know about their spirit guides and spirit guides and guardian angels. We can make contact with them, and people on the other side that have passed, we can make contact.
And do you want to share, you said about channeling, do you want to share what you did for, I don't want you to give any names or anything, but, you know, what you did for a person on channeling, you know, one of their friends that just passed away?
Yeah, anyways, I was on a dating website tonight, and some guy contacted me and said, hey, I'd like a reading. And I said, hey, would you like to do it in person? He said, no, I have no transportation. I can't drive, or I would. And I said, okay, well, go on Ornum, sign up. My rates are as low as 9.99 cents a minute. We can do a session in the private reading. So he signed up, and he went by the undername Vampire. And so anyways, we started talking, and he said, if you're really a true psychic, he said, tell me, how did my friend Kevin die? And I said, Kevin died in a car accident, and Kevin went over a cliff because a truck hit him, okay? And this is what Kevin told me in the pendulum chart when we were channeling. And I said, okay, how old are you, Kevin? He said, I'm 25 years old. I'm currently with my mother, and I'm spending time with my brothers and sisters. I didn't know anything about this guy, and I told him that he had brothers and sisters. I told him that exactly what happened, what day it happened, and the time, and what dimension he was in, and what that dimension means. And I looked up the dimension, and it means that he is in a state of consciousness where you can't remember anything, but you're trying to figure things out. And that's kind of where he's at right now. And that dimension is number 18. That's the 18th dimension. So that's why I looked in his chart.
That's amazing. And if you were to compare the pendulum next to a tarot reading, how much more accurate would you say the pendulum is?
I would say it's more accurate to, 90% more accurate, because, and the reason why I say 90% is because you can channel and get more information faster than you can the tarot, because the tarot is not as broad, and it only gives you so much information, like a general information. But where pendulum is more, it directs and it picks up the source of the condition or the problem, and it picks it up right away.
So would you say that the pendulum breaks it down? By that, I mean it goes more into specifics.
I would say it goes more into depth. Yep.
Yeah. So it goes
and,
a lot deeper.
It goes a lot deeper. A lot deeper. More in depth, more connection, stronger connection. You know, like I say, it can almost go into anything that you limit. You can even make corrections with it, which is so interesting about it.
I mean, if you were to compare it to something, would you compare it to the muscle testing?
I would compare it to, I would compare it to muscle testing because you're making direct contact with the soul on a soul level.
So you're more in connection with the spirit.
Yes. The spirit and the soul.
And the soul.
Mm-hmm. Because they're both two consciousness.
And that's amazing. Do we have any callers tonight?
Yes, we have two callers. Honey, you brought up two. You must be psychic too, Roy.
Yeah.
That was a joke. Okay,
yeah.
Let's go to the five. Well, actually, it's not a joke. You are psychic.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the 541 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Annalisa, and I'm calling from Oregon.
Before you go there, before you say anything, I just want to say that Roy is not on his computer. He can't see the screen, but he knew that there was two callers on the line. That has to be EFP.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that.
Mm-hmm.
Anna,
we know that
how can we help you tonight?
Well, I just got inspired to get on the computer and see who was doing readings tonight. And it seems the subject is twin flames and soulmates. And I would like to know more about my relationship.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Well, it's kind of in and out.
Okay.
It's taking itself very, very slowly.
One more question. Do you feel this is your twin flame?
I do.
At this relationship that you're in is your twin flame.
I do think so. So I'm looking for...
Adrian, we need to find out on your chart, what's the percentage on that?
All right. And it looks like we got okay. Let me check here. It's like time frames were changing there for a minute. Okay, yeah, that's what it was. Definitely your twin flame.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Wonderful.
Yeah. That's why the time frames were changing.
What does that mean?
Well, he's interdimensional. It's like he can change time frames. Like, for an example, you can see something there that you really don't think it really exists. He knows how to do stuff like that. Because he's interdimensional.
Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of powers.
But I'm getting one thing. What are you not comfortable with?
Well, we live in different states, and we haven't been able to get together.
Oh,
so
okay. So
time flow that in this dimension is whacked out.
Yeah. What prevents you from getting together?
Just different things in our lives. Just complications in our own personal lives. Every time
so
I
you're
make
not plans, ready for each other.
I guess not. Every time I make plans to go down there, something gets in the way for either one of us. So I've stopped planning.
Why?
Hmm?
Do you want to talk to your twin flame on my board?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. What's his name?
Paul.
Paul, would you like to make contact with us today? He's saying, yes, I do.
Okay.
Paul, what do you want to say? Why is this... Well, first of all, I ask, why is something trying to stop you. I am making a change in my environment, my environmental space.
Environmental, what was the last word?
Something about, like, I'm making changes in my environmental space.
Space, okay, that's true.
With these changes that he's making, something is causing a blockage or a wall that is blocking you and him from connecting. And I don't know if that has to do with him making all these changes or what he's doing with his energy field.
Mm-hmm. Well, he came back from a trip and turned on the water in the sink and then went outside for 45 minutes and then flooded his whole house. So he's ripping up floors and cleaning carpets, and it's a major deal.
Oh.
But,
okay,
you know, he the flood, you know. He was out of his body and, you know, just got in his own way.
Oh, I see. What are you getting from that, Roy?
Well, anytime there's some kind of environmental energies involved, in the first place, what I'm getting, my guys are telling me that he needs to get away from that house.
He just moved in there.
Yeah, but it's not the right home for him.
Well, I don't know. He's going to be there for a while, I think.
Mm-hmm. Because it's almost like the movie Money Pit. You ever seen that movie?
No. But he's renting. He doesn't own it, so.
Okay, so.
The damages that he created.
The main thing is the energy there is not, you know, right for him.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's blocking.
Since he's renting, you know, he has that option. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he spent a long time looking for a place, and he loves that place. It's perfect for him in a lot of ways. So.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't see him going anywhere for a long time.
And the reason I say is that he needs to move away. He needs to move closer to you.
Not happening. His work is there. He's got 5 years till he retires, and he's not going anywhere. Anything, it's me going to have to go there.
Well, the main thing is we could never say never.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not going to quit his job. He's got 25 years in, and he's got 5 years left, and he's not going to quit his job.
Mm-hmm. Well, so are you willing to wait for another 5 years?
And not see him for five years? No. That's crazy.
That's the reason I asked that question, because something has to happen soon.
Well, I'm looking at me going down there to visit him.
Mm-hmm.
His case picks up a bit.
Well, what he could do, I was just going to suggest something. He could change the feng shui in his home.
Mm-hmm.
And that will get the energy flowing. I mean, he don't need to move.
Mm-hmm.
He just needs to change the fuck way.
Mm-hmm. Well,
because, like Roy says, a lot of it's feng shui, a lot of it's the energy that's coming from the house, from the apartment.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, when he came back from his trip, he actually locked himself out of the house and slept at someone else's place and then came in and, you know, I mean, he was already whacked out before he even got into the house. He didn't want to come back.
Now, I do have, I just wanted to mention, I do have a chart that will tell you, what is causing the effect, like, in the house. Like, mm-hmm. you know how I was talking at the beginning of the show, I said environmental or houses or cars or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's funny that you bring that up, because that's the chart that he's telling me to go to when we were channeling him.
Mm, okay.
So that's the chart that we need to go to. And that's the
environment.
And
I'm wondering also if it has anything to do with, there was a woman who lived there, an elder woman who recently passed away. And so
family, that's possible too.
Yeah, if that has anything to do with it. But he likes it.
Let me check.
No, I'm getting that woman was very negative.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, very protective.
Hmm.
Very territorial.
Hmm.
And actually, her spirit's still there.
That's what I was just wondering.
Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah.
Very territorial.
So in order to get that energy flowing again, the house is going to have to be cleared.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In other words,
yes.
That spirit needs
to
move on.
Mm-hmm.
They need a practitioner in there.
Yeah. And how does he feel about spiritual, you know, would you consider him spiritual?
Yes, and in certain areas he's a beginner, and in certain areas he knows quite a lot. He's an evolved soul, and he hasn't been exposed to a lot in this lifetime because he was in the military, and he's learning some things. He's open to learning, and yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I could maintain a relationship with him if he wasn't. I'd have to say.
Yeah,
picking up from the chart that is saying something about that there could be a possible vortex there, and it has coming from the ceiling of the house.
It's coming from the what of the house?
The ceiling.
Ceiling,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know why it's coming from there, but it's...
I mean, this lady that was there, she might even have been opening up these vortexes with the Ouija board.
Hmm.
That's possible, too.
Yeah.
Let's see if that's what it was. Let me check the chart. Was it a Ouija board? Yep. That's what it was.
That's interesting.
It's bringing up natural disasters. Something happened there.
And the reason I mentioned that he would have to move out, I know he loves the place and everything, you know, and that's what he's been looking for. The main thing is he don't want this kind of energy drawing off of him and making his life miserable. So the only way that he can prevent this is by getting, like Adrian said, a practitioner in there and somebody to clear that house for him.
Mm-hmm.
Or he could even go online and learn on his own how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Main thing is not something, in other words, you don't want unwanted visitors in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Because they could make your life very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you tell me anything about our past?
Yeah, I could tell you. She was burnt in a fire.
Who?
She was.
Who are you talking about?
Me or him? Me?
I'm talking about the entity.
Oh, the woman. Okay.
Yeah, and she was burned in a fire. She was a witch. She was, like Roy said, she was mixed up with witchcraft. She got into the Ouija board.
Yeah.
She had two children. She had a boy and a son. I don't know. I don't really want to channel her, but I'm just telling you what I feel from her.
Mm-hmm.
She is coming from a lower dimension, and she feels she's very territorial. Okay, we were talking about like territorial, like a bulldog watching a house ready to bite your head off. That's how she is, and she's not willing to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's a parasite.
Mm.
And why is her twin flame there?
Why is her twin flame there?
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting that the reason why he's there is because he has a contract with that spirit.
Oh, okay.
It's on a soul level. So with this contract, maybe this spirit helped him in a past life, and maybe he's meant to help her now to move forward. Until that's complete, then the energy will free itself. Because right now it's bringing up disasters and natural disasters and disasters, and it will bring up fire, something to do with fire.
Mm.
You know, and this is going to be interesting. During your past life that you and your twin flame had, that was the same energy that kept you two apart from each other.
Mm.
So, you know, this is why you're in this lifetime, so that you can join with your twin flame, but you have to get past that, you know, whatever energy that is that prevented you from the past lives.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me more about the past life?
What time period was that, Adrian?
This was back in the pioneer days.
Back in the early pioneer days, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, we probably had more than one lifetime together, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you did. Usually you do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how many lifetimes you had together. You had over, altogether, you've had about 58 lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. Did we come to the planet at the same time?
It says no.
No. That I came first?
Saying yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what planet was that she came from?
That I came from or he came from?
That you came from.
I came from. You can tell me that? I know,
yep.
But you can tell me? That's cool.
It's not letting me ask.
Blocking you?
Yeah, saying no, I can't ask this question.
Can you tell me where I came from before that? Maybe, because I know what planet I came from directly from, but I want to know where I came from before that.
Not even letting me ask that. Oh. It's like saying this is a sacred contract.
You know, that's going to be interesting, but my guides are telling me that you came from Mars.
No, I didn't come from Mars. I came from the Pleiades.
Because you got to remember, you during these lifetimes, you were a time traveler.
Mm-hmm.
And you were always moving from one place to another. And that's what a lot of the Pleiadians did.
Hmm.
I mean, they're here now.
Yeah. Well, the planet I came from was destroyed, so there was a war and it was destroyed. But that's a whole other story. But can you see where Paul and I will go?
Where you will go?
Mm-hmm. What our future?
He's saying you can tell me. Interesting. He's saying that you will go back to your old planet. And there's still some work that needs to be done there. This is a karmic thing. It's like he's in an environmental changer. It's like he goes in and he fixes things and he can reconstruct, like, I don't know, he's like a designer. He just can reconstruct things, and that's kind of why he has to go back to that planet to fix some things.
Hmm.
And that's where he's going to take you.
He's going to take me back to his planet? Huh. Can you tell me where that...
Whatever planet was destroyed.
Do you know who your archetypes are?
Not sure, no.
Because I'm getting that you're connected with the dragons.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know much about them.
Yeah.
See, who are
the dragons, each one of us were assigned different archetypes to be like our spirit guides when we first came, you know, into this world, and we were assigned different archetypes, and they work with us, you know. They could either work with us or they could work against us.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know more information about, you know, these archetypes, I recommend that you read the book called Sacred Contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Sacred Contracts by, what's the author's name, Agent?
I think it's
Carolyn
Mice,
isn't it?
Yeah, Carolyn Mice.
Yeah.
Carolyn who? Meyer?
No, Mice. M-Y-S-S.
Oh, Miss.
Yeah.
Carolyn Miss. Okay.
Yeah, Miss. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We got a lot of callers tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we do
need
to move
on.
Any way
that you give me a little bit of, like, what's coming up for us in the near future, of where we're going? I'm still in the dark about, you know, where we're going. Not off in the distance, but, you know, are we ever going to get together?
Well, it's saying once these changes make place, so you have to make them aware. Do you know how to astral project?
Yeah. Yeah, I can talk to him. I can talk to him.
Okay,
inside.
Go ahead and talk to him. Tell him about this entity. Tell him what he has to do to get rid of it. And he'll know what you're talking about in the spirit. And when you do that, then you'll start seeing changes.
Yeah.
And then he needs to fix the energy in his house, like Royce does.
Yeah.
Because something there blocking you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because I'm...
That's where the source is.
Okay. All right. I will give that a try. Thank you.
Okay. I have let us know, you know, how this turns for you. And
I just wanted to mention, I have a chart. It's a... the source of condition chart, and I was looking that up, and it does have a lot to do with the house. So that is the source.
Okay.
So that would be your first step. Whatever he needs to get cleared there, then that's when the energy will start flowing a lot better, and then you'll find that this, you know, relationship will start moving a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you see it having a
happy... You know, and if you plan on going there, then, you know, this is something that, you know, there has to be action. Right now, you're just communicating, but no, there hasn't been any action.
Yeah, it's just kind of stagnant.
Yeah, it's sort of, yeah. I'm getting, I mean, I, you know, just from what you were telling me, I just felt that, you know, this is pretty stagnant and something needs to get moving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead with our next caller now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
You ready for the next caller, agent?
Yeah, let's go to the next from the 310.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and what's your name and where are you from?
This is Vince. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
And we welcome you to our show tonight, Vince, and how can we help you?
Well, about 2 weeks ago, I went in for, I took two tests for this job, and I passed one, but I failed the other one, and then they had me, but they did have me stay in an interview with the plant manager as well as the HR manager, and they really liked me because of my experience and my background and everything. And I just talked to the girl today, or yesterday rather, and she said they haven't made the decision yet, and the manager's going to be out until Wednesday. So I'm wondering if I'm going to get this job or if something else is going to come very soon, because I'm running out of time and money, and now I like $3,000 in rent, behind in rent, and bills piling up, and you know, I just got seatbelt fine and then a red light camera fine, and it's plus my car broke down, so I owe my mechanic like $500, and it's just one thing after another right now. So I'm wondering if you see me getting this job.
Now, is this interview number one or interview number two?
What do you mean?
Did you say there was there two different interviews?
Well, it was an interview on the same day, but with two different people. I first interviewed with the HR woman, and I interviewed with the plant manager, and they both seemed to really like me, and they loved my background too.
Okay, and you want to know if you're going to be getting that job then?
Yeah, because I passed one test, but I didn't pass the other.
Okay, Adrian, what's the percentage?
I got about 51%.
Okay, I'm asking Adrian. He's checking his charts right now.
Okay.
So you want to know if it was 51?
Well, I want to know if I'm going to get this job, because I didn't pass the second test, because it's 68 questions and you have to get 50 out of 68, and I got 30. I got a little over half, so I got like 36 out of 68.
Okay, so it is saying you will get it. So you will pass.
Okay. So, do you know, does it say when they're going to contact me and tell me?
Saying within 3 to 4 days from now.
Okay. And also, too, I'm just wondering, I have an ex-girlfriend. She's the one that got away, and that was like 20 years ago. And I've been...
Now, one other question. Do you feel that was your twin flame?
Yeah, we were soulmates. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was something magical between us when we first got together. and I'm the one that screwed it up, so to put it mildly. And just anyway, over the last 2 years, I've come in contact with her and everything, and I'm just wondering if she still loves me, and if there's a chance for us, if I'm going to hear from her again, or if there's a chance for us ever to getting back together.
Madron, what do you get it?
Where I see them getting back together?
Yeah.
Say no chance.
Yeah, I kind of felt that because she's still a little hurt over what I did and everything, so.
Well, what did you do?
Everything in my life at that point was going so perfectly, and then I started screwing up. I got really depressed, and every time, the harder she tried to get closer to me, the harder I pushed her away, and it just got to the point she couldn't. She stayed around for like maybe a year trying to help and trying to see how much there was between us and everything, but it just got to the point that enough was enough, it was over, you know, just like that. And I mean, I blame myself 100%. So,
you know, as you're talking, my guides are telling me what you've been experiencing is some karmic debts that you've been having to pay.
Yeah.
Adrian, we need to find out, has he repaid these karmic debts?
Okay. He's in luck, he has.
So your karmic debts have been repaid.
Yeah, no, I'm hoping I could move on and like, you know, finally resolve a lot of issues.
But this is going to be interesting. Even though you've lost your twin flame, that there is a second twin flame, you know, coming your way.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we have to, you know, just move on.
Right.
Yeah. You know, we might say, you know, well, it was my fault or this or that, but the main thing is if it wasn't meant to be, then it wasn't going to happen.
Right.
So the main thing is you have to start focusing on your career and, you know, where you want to go and start making your goals and preparing yourself for your new twin flame that's coming your way.
Okay.
And Adrian, what are the percentages on him meeting his new twin flame?
Mm. 40%.
Right now, you have to get your vibrations up. Your vibrations are too low in order to attract your new twin flame.
Yeah, I think that will happen once I get a job and start getting caught up with some finances and stuff.
Has this been putting a lot of stress on you also?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time. It's just been so horrendous. I haven't been able to do anything. I haven't been able to focus on anything. The only bright shining light is I'm still waiting to hear from this job and that. And do you remember the, did you watch the old Odd Couple show?
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember the girl that played Gloria, Felix's ex-wife?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I looked her up on the internet, and I found out that she's a manager now. She manages actors, and recently I just got in contact with her, and I sent her my stuff, And I called her today. She said she got it, and she wants to speak with me at the end on Friday at the end of the week. I think she may have an interest in representing me. So between
Are you an actor?
I'm in the acting, and I'm also a writer too.
Oh, what line of work are you trying to get into when you went on this interview?
Just general labor, warehouse, production, stuff like that. But
because I feel you resonate more with what you love.
Yeah, I do. It's just I just need a steady income to pay the bills and stuff while I'm pursuing the other avenues. And
you know, this is going to be interesting. We had a lady a while back that called in. I mean, she was down to, you know, her last penny, and she was almost where she was almost homeless. And she had called in, and Nathan gave her a reading. And within 2 weeks' time, she got into an acting job. And now the last we had heard was she was filming a movie overseas.
Wow.
We're filming in a movie, and they were paying her a lot of money for it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that with you, that things can turn real fast.
Yeah.
Yes, they can.
Okay.
I mean, we were even shocked when we heard from her 2 weeks later and she had told us what had happened.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. The main thing is, you know, focus on the positive. Focus on, you know, use affirmations. Use, you know, positive speakers. You know, listen to them. You ever listen to Dr. Wayne Dyer?
Yeah, I do.
I'd listen to his videos, you know, listen to his talk. Main thing is you got to get that vibration back up if you want to attract your new twin flame into your life, and, you know, and attract the kind of work that you enjoy and resonate with.
Okay.
Because when you were talking about this actress, you know, I kept getting visions that, you know, that's a good lead for you.
Okay.
Okay. So you need to follow through on that. Me and my son, along with our readings, we're both hypnotists, and we've been on stage before, and we've done, you know, hypnotist shows on stage, and we know, you know, that's where we resonate, you know, that's where we enjoy, we love being in the spotlight.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if you could remember back, you know, the feelings and, you know, how much you enjoy what you're doing or you've done in the past, that's where you want to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that with you. And, Adrian, is there anything else you need to tell?
I just wanted to mention, too, that I think a lot of it is where your energy is flowing or your intention. And I think as long as you make whatever makes you happy in life is to stick with it. If people are toxic, then get rid of them, you know, even though if you feel like they're emotionally healing for you, sometimes they can be emotionally toxic for you, too.
Okay,
we need to move on to the next caller now.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
And we thank you for joining us tonight.
All right.
And call us back and let us know how this turns out for you.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You too.
You too. Adrian, who's the next caller?
Caller, 510 area. you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Aisha. I'm calling from New York, but this is a California number. I'm originally from California.
Okay, and how can we help you tonight?
I'm in school. I'm in law school, and I just recently took a final, and I'm kind of nervous about it, and I wonder what you guys see.
Adrian, now, what do you get in?
He's calling the law school?
Yes.
What are you learning to become?
A lawyer.
Okay. And the chart is picking up that this will be a good move for you because that's your passion. That's what you want to do. So that's kind of where you're directing your heart chakra. And your heart chakra is aligned with what you want to do, so I'd say go for it.
No, I'm in law school. I'm just wondering how I did on a particular test.
Okay, so you want to know if you passed tests?
Well, I want to know if I got a B or a high C. Or a C plus, or a C.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, yeah, I want to know if I got a B or a C.
Did you hear that, Roy? They're static.
She says she wants to know if she got a B or a C on her test.
High C.
Okay. Well, it's saying here you got a C.
A C plus, a C minus, or a C?
A C plus.
Okay. And what do you see as far as love, romance?
I don't see someone coming until June. And it's going to be in the middle of June, sometime in the middle.
Do I know this?
It's saying, yes, you do.
I do. Yeah. From California?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess that's it. Unless you guys have anything to tell me.
I just wanted to share something. I keep getting visions, you know, after you complete your schooling, that things are going to take off pretty good for you, you know, in your career.
Wow, I'm excited.
And actually, you'll be meeting a lot more men, you know, after you complete your schooling. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And the main thing is focus on your dreams, you know, focus on your desires, focus on that special person, you know, that you want in your life.
Okay.
And allow the universe to bring that person to you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And we need to move on to the next caller now.
Okay, good night.
Have a good night.
Let's go to the 601 number. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Tara. Thanks for taking my call.
And where are you from?
Mississippi.
Okay, and how can we help you tonight?
Just a relationship question.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Well, there's someone I'm interested in, and I met them through work. and it was just that I felt a deep connection to them. Are we, I was just wondering, can you tell me what is our connection? Are we soulmates or twin flames? Why did I feel this deep connection?
What, let me ask you this question. What do you feel in your heart?
I feel that there is a connection, that we're soulmates or twin flames is what I want to know.
Okay. Nathan, what are you getting?
Well, I'm getting that I'm getting there's still some doubt. Does that, you kind of get that, Roy?
Yeah.
So I'm getting that this could be your soulmate.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, the whole thing is, yeah, let me explain the twin flame energy. When you meet your twin flame, there will, it'll be without no doubt. You'll know right away. Let me have Adrian explain to you what he felt when he met his twin flame in his dream.
Okay.
You want to share that, Adrian?
That I felt a big bolt of electricity go through my body, and my body did not stop shaking. Okay, the bed was shaking. And that is how powerful a twin flame is. You have no doubt in yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if anything, this is this person is your soulmate. And
okay.
The reason you and when you meet a soulmate, that don't mean that that's a twin flame. I mean, twin flame and soulmates are not the same.
Okay, but there is a soulmate connection is why.
Yeah, there is a soulmate connection.
Okay, are they feeling it too? I mean, because I feel like they flirt with me. I mean, are they wanting more than just friendship or? Because I'm definitely feeling it on my end.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Main thing, what I'm getting is, there's some energy exchange there. And, and this could be something that, both of you are looking for right now. The reason you're meeting again, you met another lifetime before. You had some karmic debts that you had to, repay each other. And that's usually what the soulmate energy is.
Okay. Do you see us getting together in this lifetime, like romantically, or because I feel that's what it's moving towards?
Adrian, what are you getting from that?
Or do they want to?
What was your question?
Are they wanting a romantic relationship with me? Is why they're flirting, or do you see that happening?
Not right now, no.
Okay. Or why do they flirt?
What's that?
I feel like are they flirting with me? Because that's what I feel like they're doing. Are they wanting more than friendship?
Well, it's talking about selfish desires.
Okay.
So that could have to do with sex.
I mean, is that why they're doing that? Is that what they're wanting?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what selfish desires mean.
I mean, is that what they're wanting from me? I mean, what is this? Is it going to happen?
The main thing is, what are you looking for in a relationship?
I mean, is it gonna turn into something sexual and maybe something more with this person for right now, or?
Well, it's saying that that's how they're looking at you right now, just a sex object.
Okay.
And usually, if that's the whole purpose, it's going to be short term.
Okay.
It's not going to be long term.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, but that's what they're wanting right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And these aren't things that we're, making up on our own. These are information that we're receiving, from the pendulum. And this is information, for you, to help you, in deciding, this is the kind of relationship that you want to be in.
Okay, could it turn into something more if we took it slow? I mean, just on a friendship level right now? I mean, I want something more.
Yeah.
It could.
Adrian, what are you getting? Will this turn into long term?
I'm not getting anything more.
Okay. So this is almost like a one night stand.
Okay.
Okay.
So it is going to happen, and then it's going to be over?
Well, the whole thing is,
happen.
Is this something that you want to happen?
I mean, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Is there
main thing is,
it's something you want to happen, but something that's not going to happen, and that's why he's just looking at you like a sex object.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, they definitely, they're feeling, they can, why do they flirt is what I don't understand.
Well, a lot of it is to get your attention.
Okay, what is the purpose? Why are they wanting to get my attention and go into all this trouble?
Well, the main thing is if it's not for the highest good, then they're just there to take advantage of you.
Okay. What do you mean, like the higher good on my part or their part?
On their part.
Okay, so, I'm one of the higher goods, so.
Main thing is, what's in your heart? What are you looking for? What, kind of relationship do you want? Do you want somebody who's going to take advantage of you, or do you want somebody that's going to stay with you and give you unconditional love,
Right.
And be there and stand by your side, when you're lonely and feeling, that you want somebody.
Okay.
And these are some of the, decisions that you have to confront, and main thing is, where are you, what do you want?
I mean, we're really good friends right now, and I just felt it could be something more, and that's what they were pushing for. And, I definitely feel the connection. I was hoping for more.
The energy is not there right now.
But there is a possibility if I took it slow and did for the right things.
Adrian, what are you getting from that?
Well, it's not about you. It's about what they want, And
yeah.
That's where the energy's flowing right now. So
yeah.
Okay. There's nothing you can do about it.
Main thing is you have to realize, are they there for your highest good?
Okay.
If they're not, then they'll just get what they want and move on. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So in other words, you're saying don't let them use me for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you for your advice.
You're welcome, and let us know, you know, how this turns out for you. And
I will.
You know, we can help you in finding your twin flame.
Okay.
Okay.
I definitely will.
And I feel that that's where the direction that you need to head right now. You're
okay.
Finding your twin flame. Because once you connect with your twin flame, then you'll find that it's all for your highest good.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go ahead with the next caller now, Adrian.
Okay, from the 516 area.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
And what's your name and where are you from?
Sandra, and I'm calling from New York.
Sandra, and we welcome you to our show tonight. My name is Roy, and you'll be talking to Roy and Adrian. How can we help you?
Hi. Well, I was hoping you can give me a reading in regards to love, if there's anything new and exciting upcoming for me.
Adrian, what do you get in?
Well, she said regards to love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when you say regards to love, are you looking for, like, are you looking for your soulmate or your twin flame?
Yeah, probably my twin flame. I don't think I've ever met one. I think I've met soulmates in my life, but, you know, based off of the description that you were giving, I am pretty certain I've never met my twin flame.
Hmm. And where are you from?
New York.
I'm getting a vision of Arizona for some reason. Are you thinking of going there?
No, not particularly.
And I'm saying that this person is from Arizona.
Yeah, that's where twin flame's from, then.
Yeah. And
okay.
So I'm kind of getting that he's visiting in New York, like he's going to visit there, and then he's going to meet you.
Uh-huh. And is that, like, this year, or?
Yeah, it's going to be this year.
I'm getting it's going to be this summer. See, in Arizona, the temperatures get up to, like, 125,
130
degrees. Yeah. So he's going to try to get away from that Arizona weather and go to New York.
Okay.
What are the temperatures in New York during the summer?
Well, it kind of depends. I mean, you know, it's more humid here, but it can get into the 90s.
Okay.
It just depends on the kind of summer we're having.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you see me meeting this person this summer, and you feel like this is a twin flame.
Okay. What's your when you do meet with your twin flame, what's your feelings about relocating to another state?
Well, I guess I could be open to that.
Okay. So you're roots aren't that deep.
Well, I mean, my whole family is here. So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I have roots here, but, you know, if you fall in love and...
And they can be transplanted then.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I'd want to go to Arizona and be in the hot, hot, hot weather.
Yeah.
But, hey.
You know, love does a lot of strange things.
Yeah, I could see
yeah.
that. Can you give me any information about this person? Like, do you see anything?
Well, I could tell you he's very psychic.
Okay.
He is a psychic reader.
Interesting.
And what's your feelings about spiritual things?
Well, I think I also have my own gifts and talents, so
yeah,
I'm open to it.
Yeah.
I'm not a reader, but I definitely...
No, we all have our abilities.
Right, yeah.
You know, our strengths, you know, our talents.
Okay, so he happens to be psychic.
The main thing is, you know, when you do meet with your twin flame, it can happen suddenly. And when you do meet your twin flame, you'll know without a doubt. A good example, Adrian was sharing with us that he had a dream last night, and it was very vivid, where he met his twin flame. And when he did, it was like a bolt of electricity shooting through his whole body.
Huh.
So that's why I say it'll be without a doubt.
Okay.
Okay, so,
it's like,
you know.
An energy rush.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to that. Do you think I'll be moving there instead of him moving here?
Well,
you know,
I think eventually you'll move back to Arizona. You will live in New York for a while.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll kind of be doing a long distance thing.
I think you'll be back and forth, yeah, for
okay.
a while.
And it could be even back and forth to visit, you know. But the whole thing is you'll be together.
Okay. And do you
see
me?
He'll be with you, and you'll be with him, and you'll be gone. You know, because he's, I'm getting your twin flames very family-oriented. And, so he's going to want you to be able to see your family also.
Do you see me being able to get work in Arizona?
What's your talents?
Well, mainly I was managing people and then sales. So, but right now I'm at a crossroads.
You know, I just got a vision just now that you and him will start a business together.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you have the management skills, you know, that would play a big part, you know, in, you know, once the business is set up. What's interesting, in Arizona... See, me and my son had never been to Arizona. Adrian's my son, and we've been to a town called Sedona, Arizona. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, I have. I think
a
it's very spiritual, right?
Spiritual and energy. Oh,
yeah.
You'll be amazed.
Did you go?
You know, that. You know, when you go there.
Have you visited there?
Well, we've been there, yeah.
Okay. Did you enjoy it?
We loved that.
Ah, very nice.
We had a very spiritual experience, you know, every time that we've gone there.
Yeah, I've never gone to Arizona yet.
Yeah.
I've been to Nevada.
Now, northern Arizona don't get as hot as southern Arizona.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like it's very interesting. I've heard of Sedona. I've heard a lot of people speaking about the energies there. And I think they have some great spas there.
Not only that, but
Red
the people
Rock.
There are very open-minded, so they'll talk about just about anything out of the ordinary.
Yeah. I think the only thing for me is that I would, you know, living on the East Coast as I have, I'm very connected to the water.
Yeah.
So it might be a little difficult for me to leave the water beside, you know.
Yeah.
I'd always need that.
And this will be interesting because once you do meet your twin flame, he's going to be out of his comfort zone. You'll be out of yours. But the energy that you'll have with each other will compensate.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Do you
okay.
only like get one twin flame in your lifetime? Is that kind of like the story behind it?
Actually, there's three.
Oh, okay. So I wonder if I've ever met any.
Did you, when you were younger, did you ever meet somebody that was, you know, very special in your life?
I don't know, you know. Yeah, probably, but I don't, lightning bolts, I don't know. You know, it's hard to look back and say that.
You know, what's interesting, most people who've been in relationships, there's always been that one special relationship that you've never forgotten.
Oh, well, there's definitely that one that I have never forgotten. But when I look back at it as an adult now, I think to myself, that was more of like a soulmate, you know, because there was a comfortability. It didn't feel like, you know, because now that I'm not a child, you know, I can look at my feelings and kind of rationalize them differently. But at that time, yeah, I mean, you know, I was crazy about that person.
Yeah.
So, but
Adrian, I want you to look into the charts and tell me if that was one of her twin flames that she met.
Okay.
I just had one about 3 years ago, and this was in my adult life, and I really felt very connected to that person, but
mm-hmm.
I'm going to downgrade him to a soulmate. He's going to get downgraded.
It's saying no.
No, it wasn't. That was one of your soulmates.
See?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
The main thing is, like I said, you'll know without a doubt.
No, I'm excited about that. Well, that'll be good. And even, you know, Arizona, it'd be nice to check out somewhere different, see all the little creatures that come out at night over there.
I think another thing, too, is that you're ready for change.
Yeah, I think I am ready for change, too. It's been,
New
York has good energy, but, you know, it's nice to see other places. And
this is interesting. My son has never been to New York, and he's always wanted to go to New York.
Okay.
I got to go there when I was 19, 20 years old, but I didn't spend time in New York. I was just at the airport. And what I saw was I didn't like, you know.
Well, where are you from?
We're from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, okay. I've passed through Utah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Very
it
beautiful.
Is. The whole thing is, it's not as well. New York's a very busy place.
it is very busy. Well, you'd have to, like, first of all, the airports are an absolute zoo there. So that's not, you know, a very good representation. But if you went to Manhattan, you'd kind of get more of the energy. You know, you'd feel the energy of it. It would be just as busy and crazy and, you know, but you'd have the sense of the energy and you'd get to, you know, see the busyness of it all, and you can kind of really people watch and You know, it's just a very interesting flow of energy that happens in Manhattan. Plus the food, I mean, you can eat anything. It's all wonderful, you know. So it's an experience. You should check it out.
Well, we thank you for sharing that with us. And, yeah, you know, main thing is we're open to a lot of things.
Yeah, I think it's important.
And there's the whole thing is there's beauty everywhere.
There really is. I mean, I felt for myself, I drove cross country when I was young, 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I first got to Utah, I was amazed because the rest of the country is so flat.
Yeah.
You know, the states. And then when you get to Utah, it's like a breath of fresh air, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's incredible. I really have to say it was a very beautiful place to stay. I didn't get to spend much time there, but
mm-hmm.
from what I did see, I really enjoyed.
Well, we want to thank you for sharing that with us. And it's always nice to hear somebody else's views or perspective, you know, what they felt, you know, while they were in Utah. Main thing is my son's been here, you know, his whole life, so he's ready for change.
Yeah, yeah. Well, are you going to let him go?
Well, I'm retired now, so this is something that we're looking into the future. And see, we not only do our readings, but we're both hypnotists.
Oh, cool.
And we perform on stage.
Excellent.
And this is what we enjoy doing more
than
anything.
How old is your son?
He'll be 30 years old in June.
Okay. So you'll be traveling together then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I think you'll enjoy it, you know. It's different, but just try to keep your mind open.
Yeah.
I think that's most important when you visit anywhere. Keep your mind open.
That's. I mean, how can you enjoy yourself unless your mind is open?
Well, you know, sometimes people go places and they have an expectation and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then they don't like something immediately and they put up their walls and, you know, it doesn't get any better from there.
You know, and that's interesting. I had a friend tell me, you know, when I first got married, you know, I was always trying to save this or save that, you know, for the family, and I didn't do much traveling. And he, you know, this guy told me, well, I travel all the time, every year. And he said, all you have to do is just set your mind to it and just do it.
Right.
And not think of the things that, you know, that are going to prevent you from not enjoying yourself.
Well, that's true.
And, you know, and that's how we have to look at life, you know. It's all about the journey.
It is about the journey, definitely.
Right.
That's the most important part.
Right.
It's all about the journey. But I think that's,
right.
you know, I think that's really important because when sometimes people have such an expectation that...
Have you,
you
ever
know,
watched the movie or read the book called The Peaceful Warrior?
Actually, I have it, and I have read some of it.
We highly recommend you watching the movie.
I did see the movie, and that's what prompted me to get the book. You definitely get more out of the book than you do, you know, the movie. It's his story.
Another
his
good movie is, or even the book, is called The Celestine Prophecy.
Uh-huh. I've heard of that one, too. I don't think I've read that one.
You'll enjoy it just as much as The Peaceful Warrior.
Okay. Maybe I'll listen to that one. Thank you so much. God bless
you
both. Again,
we thank you for joining us tonight, and we hope that whatever information that we could share with you will help you, you know, on your journey.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it.
And then enjoy Arizona.
Yeah.
In the future.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool. I think, like, maybe they have, like, coyotes there at night.
Well, put it this way, they have just about everything.
Yeah, right? It would be fun.
They even have UFOs.
I know. That'd be cool, too.
You might even have a close encounter of the third kind.
Yeah, I think I could do without the close encounter. Although maybe I've even come across some in New York City, you know.
Well, you don't know. They might be running around in New York.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's really, it's the kind of city that you would probably meet an alien and not really know it.
They're all welcome.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much. God bless you both.
Namaste. You have a good night.
Good night.
Namaste.
Let's go with the next caller now, Adrian.
All right. Let's go to the 210.
Hi, how are y'all?
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name's Mike, and I'm calling from San Antonio.
Wonderful, and we welcome you to our show tonight, and how can we help you, Mike?
Thank you. I have two questions for you. One of them first is, are you able to do readings on animals?
On animals, yes.
Okay, and then the other one would be on love. But the first one is, I just recently got a cat, and actually he found me, and I was just curious as to what y'all pick up on, if anything.
Why you met this cat?
Yeah, kind of why I met him, how his health is, I guess how he feels towards me.
Adrian, what are you getting?
Is it a male?
Yes, it is.
Where did you find him?
I found him at the front door of my apartment, meowing.
Okay, so he's a stray.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me look at my chart having to do with what am I telling myself chart, and then it'll tell you the message. Okay. Let's see here. This is a kind of a message. Sometimes these beliefs are not true. Sometimes they are. Usually it comes from the unconscious mind. Okay, well, so he's looking for love. Says he lacks self-love. He feels like he was being controlled and abused, and says he's lacking clarity and understanding of why he's there himself.
Mm-hmm. At my apartment or in life in general?
He's afraid that you're going to leave him or abandon him. He's been abandoned and he was abused. And he's just looking for love. He's looking for, you know, security, someone to take care of him. And you do have a past life connection with him.
How? Out of curiosity.
Well, in a past life, you were the cat and he was the human. So it was kind of the opposite. Like, you were there when you were lost, and he helped, he brought you in. He helped you. So it's kind of like a reversal thing, what's going on. And that's why he came to you. So
you know,
it's more on a double contract.
When you were saying that, Adrian, I was getting that he's a shapeshifter.
Also, he has some other abilities.
Can you explain that a little bit more?
Well, what a shapeshifter is that, you know, goes back to the Native Americans. He could be a shaman from another life, which means he has the ability to shapeshift into different animals. He can shapeshift into a bird, a dog, a bug, a fly, whatever it is, you know, whatever form he chooses, he can shapeshift. So he can change at any time. And I'm getting that it has something to do with the nighttime. So at night, I feel like that's when he shapeshifts. So, you know, if your cat missed like that, you'll know.
When did you find your cat?
It'll be 2 weeks this upcoming
No,
Saturday.
I mean, was it daytime, nighttime?
Nighttime.
Oh, okay.
So he has a connection with the night, then.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. To what?
I'm getting that cat's magical also.
Okay, so it is saying
named
the cat,
then.
The cat is part human. And it's saying that the cat is magical, so that is a yes response. But right now he's feeling very rejected. I don't know why. I think it had to do with the abuse from the last people that took care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't always have to just be physical abuse. It could just be, you know, we're not going to take care of you. We're not going to bring you in. We're not going to feed you. You know, I think that's how they abused him.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't want to take the responsibilities, kicked him to the curb.
Yeah.
You know, and that's interesting because when you mentioned about your cat, the first thing that came to me was the cat's looking for TLC, tender loving care.
He's looking for a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes your soul. You know, and you have a good soul. You have a connection with animals, and on this soul level, you have a strong connection with this cat because this cat, like I said, you helped each other in past life. It's kind of like, okay, I'll just give you a story. Like, you remember a friend of my sister? He went up and he jumped in the river to save his dog. And he knew that, you know, if he would have jumped in the river, of course he knew that it was going to kill him, but he sacrificed his life for the dog. So the dog lived and he died. And this was right after he got out of high school. So there was a soul contract between him and the dog. So, you know, he was trying to help the dog, but he jumped in the river to save the dog so that he would die and the dog would live because the dog saved his life in a past life in the river. See how that plays in a circle?
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because in life, everything goes in circles. You know,
mm-hmm.
We always meet people for a reason, or like when you're walking somewhere and you run into an old friend and you say, oh, I haven't seen you for a long time. You know, and they say, oh, I've been thinking about you. You know, and you go, oh, I've been thinking about you too. So that's all
mm-hmm.
part of the, you know, that's all part of the soul contract and part of the circle that we're all living in.
Okay.
Because life goes in circles. It's like the earth. The earth goes into a circle. You know.
Right.
They call that.
Do you see anything? Oh, go ahead.
Well, you've seen Lion King. You know where they sing that song, "Circle of Life."
Right, definitely.
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah. I was also curious as to what y'all were getting any information in regards to a relationship.
Uh, Have you been having relationship trouble for the last couple of months?
Not with a specific person, but just kind of in general.
Okay, do you have a hard time with independence?
I feel at times.
Okay, so you feel like you have to depend on others to fulfill your love, to help you to love yourself. Sometimes it's okay. You know, a lot of people say, well, for an example, you know, a lot of people will say, like girls I've dated, they said to me, people I've dated, they said to me, why do you have, if you're a light worker, you should love yourself before others. And that's not true, you know, because Jesus loved himself and he loved others. So it's not always just about the self. See, that's where a lot of people get it wrong, because they think that I should love myself and nobody else. That's not true. You give and receive love.
Right.
And so if other people tell you, well, you're not, you should just love yourself just because you love somebody else, that's not true. You should love, you know, you should love both ways. It should go both ways. But the issue is depending on yourself for your own love, but at the same time, you should also give yourself love too. And that's the only way you fulfill your love is by inviting other people in your life and not shutting them out, you know. And I've been in a lot of relationships where even friendships, you know, they come and they tell you, they say, hey, you know, you don't need me to depend on you to fulfill your love or whatever. And it's like, okay, it's like, why are you putting up these walls, you know? And they're afraid of that vibration, you know. And in order to live in that higher dimension, we have to be willing to give and receive love. And so if you're not willing to do that, then you can't receive it. You know what I mean? That's the responsibility.
Yeah.
Just like with your cat. Your cat has come to you for love and to show you independence. Because what is a cat? A cat is independence. It's an independent animal. No?
Which was shocking. I didn't know how independent they were.
They are. They're very independent, you know, and just more than a dog, you know. You don't have to worry about taking it out or pooping or whatever. They practically take care of themselves.
Yeah, I had a dog before, and that didn't work out very well living in an apartment. But with this cat, I was surprised. It knew how to use a litter box. It there was no accidents on the couch or anything. It was, wow, this is nice.
Yeah, it's amazing. But in regards to love, I feel like I said, the last couple of months, you've been experiencing some problems. I've been experiencing problems. A lot of it's the planet changes that we're going through, body changes. I mean, I just recently just had a girlfriend that committed suicide, and that was hard on me, you know, because I just barely talked to her the night before she did it. So we're all going through, all our bodies are all going through changes. You know, we can't handle these changes. Some of us can't. We can take very little of it, you know. But the main thing is, like I said, giving and receiving love, you know, and being open to that. You know, you don't want to close off your chakras, and that's what happened to my girlfriend. She closed her chakras off. So I'm kind of getting what kind of relationship are you looking for?
Well, someone who's committed, who's obviously loving, who's compassionate,
okay, are you,
but at the same time understanding.
Are you straight or gay? I mean, what's your thing?
I'm gay.
Okay. And that's fine, you know, I was picking up that you're you have the more of the feminine energy. Yeah, I feel like you've had some problems in the past with a lot of different men, communication, people that are not willing to give you that love, like I said about receiving love and giving. I feel that somebody new is going to come into your life, and they're going to really strike you to feel more of the independence that you need. Okay, because you feel like you're not getting the independence you need, and that's why the cat came up, is to kind of give you that independence. See, and I've been thinking about getting a cat too, because I just lost, you know, I just broke up in a bad relationship. So,
right.
So sometimes we need that crutch. But don't ever, like I said, don't ever feel like you can't feel needy about somebody that wants to show you that love that you deserve, because it's not true. You know, you do need that love. You do need to feel that in your heart. But if they can't give that energy exchange, then there's no, like Roy says, there's no exchange there. So you got to move on.
Right.
Without any soul damage, without any physical or mental damage or emotional, because they're emotional toxic for you. If they're not emotionally available, then that means that, you know, their heart is closed off. They've been through a lot of emotional trauma. They're not willing to give love or receive. A lot of it's greed. A lot of it's money. A lot of it's control, you know. And
do you have any, like, description of him or time frame-wise?
Well, I just wanted to mention, it's not just that, but it's also dark entities, too, that get inside of our aura energy field if we have too much soul damage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm picking up this guy's going to be, he's going to have blonde hair. He's going to be blonde hair, blue eyes. Come from more of the angelic energy. I'm getting that this person is going to be coming around June. It's going to be probably the middle or the around the 1st of June, and it's going to happen unexpectedly for you.
Okay.
But the
and
main
will
thing
I know
is being.
Him?
Do you know him?
Well, do
or
I know,
do you know
him?
Anyone?
Will I know it? I'm sorry.
Do you know anyone that fits that description?
Not really, no.
Okay, so it's not someone you know. But you will know him when you, yeah. What you're asking is, will I feel that connection? And yes, you will. You will know that connection.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will know, you know, exactly that this is your twin flame. This is the energy that comes from the female and the male energy, okay? And this was, see, the reason why people are gay and people are straight is because gay people come in as a female from another lifetime. So you had other lifetimes where you were a female. So you
right.
Chose
I think my
here.
Past life, I was a female.
That yeah. So that's the reason why it comes from that past life. And everything comes from past life, because everything is a circle, you know. So you will feel that connection, because you'll get deja vu. Do you know what deja vu is?
Kind of like, oh, I've done this before, I've seen this person before, I know this person somehow.
Yeah, and I've been here before. Yeah.
Kind of
so,
like,
yeah,
I know I know this person, but how do I know them? Kind of that type of thing.
Yeah. That's exactly what you'll feel. And it's interesting, because last night I went into the astro, I astral projected to my twin flame, and I felt like when I went back into my body, I felt like my body was shaking, like a bolt of electricity went through my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that came from my twin flame, but I do know for sure that there was a lot
some
of power
of
there.
Yeah,
there was some kind of energy I took inside, you know. So that's the kind of energy that you'll get. You'll feel that same energy.
Okay. Do you know any more, like, physical characteristics besides him being, I'm guessing, white with blonde hair, blue eyes?
Well, he comes from, I wouldn't say nationality, but he comes from, like, I don't know if he has, like, German in him or something like that. I know it's like he has a different, comes from that origin.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really put my finger on it, but it's kind of like, I don't know if it's German or Italian. It's one of those two.
Mm-hmm.
More of European.
Yeah, European, yeah.
Yeah.
They come from that country.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you want somebody who's independent and puts you in a different mindset that you're in right now.
Right.
Do you have a lot of depression?
I think I have been going through that. I think I'm coming out of it now with this cat. But maybe a few weeks ago, I would say, yeah, I was kind of in a depressive state somewhat.
That's interesting because I've been feeling a lot of depression too. I don't know if it's, like I said, if it's these planet changes.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to see a lot more signs in people's behaviors. Attitudes towards everything in life, you know, like, am I going to get through school? Am I going to get through my relationship? And it seems like it's kind of like overbearing for people, you know?
That's what I was just wondering. Yep. About the school part.
Yeah. That's what you were thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm kind of getting that it's affecting all that stuff, that we're starting to make all these choices and everything. Dad, did you want to mention about Elena to him?
Oh, me and Adrian met a lady, and you might want to come on our show again this coming Sunday night at 10 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. That's the time that we start here. Because we have a lady, she's a shaman from Peru, and what she does is she could go into your DNA and make any corrections so that you can meet your, you know, it's going to lift your vibration so that it matches, you know, the vibration with your twin flame.
Oh, okay. And you said Sunday at 11, what would that be, 11 Central, because y'all are Mountain, you said?
Now, what time is it right there right now where you live?
Right now, it's just about to be 1 o'clock.
Okay, it's going on, it's about 7 minutes till midnight here.
Okay, so an hour difference. Yep, y'all are an hour.
Well, there's
so
an hour difference. Yeah.
If y'all start at 10, it would be 11. Okay.
Yeah. And that's the best way I could tell you on the time difference.
Not a problem.
I think you would really enjoy talking to Elena. She learned a lot of ancient tools, you know, from the country that she came from. And she's an amazing lady. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, yeah, I'll definitely try to call in then Sunday.
Okay. And again, we thank you for joining us tonight. And, And we hope any information that we gave you is will be able to help you, you know, on your journey.
Definitely. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
And enjoy your cat.
I will. Thanks. Okay. His name's Lucky.
Oh, you know what? I was going to say that Lucky is going to bring you some luck.
Yeah, well, you and y'all said magical. I started laughing because that's his name.
Yeah.
Is Lucky.
Yeah. You know, that it reminds me of a story about a guy that named his dog Lucky. And I think he only had three legs. And there was a lot of, you know, physical things wrong with him, and they named him Lucky. But, you know, what the main thing, he was a really good dog, and they loved him, and they took care of him, you know. I just wanted to share that with you. Adela.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
You
have
too.
A great night.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Is there any other callers right now, Agent?
Let's go to the 601. You're on the air. Okay. Let's go to the next caller. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Cecilia. I'm calling from Gainesville, Florida.
Wonderful. And how can we help you tonight?
Thank you so much. I didn't know if you guys were going to be picking up. I didn't know if I was going to get on air tonight or anything like that. But thank you.
Right. Your lucky night.
Yay. I want to know more into careers. I just figured out I'm going to go into marketing for college, and I'm looking for internship over summer. I know I'm going to have it. But every time I apply to different places online, like I try and find it through Craigslist, I feel like I come to like a dead end. Where I'm not fine, where it would seem like an opportunity, but it wouldn't really be anything. So I don't know specifically where to look for this internship that I know I'm going to have soon for the summer. So, yeah, that's where I'm kind of stuck and lost.
Well, first of all, let's find out if you're going to find that, you know, job where you're, you know, located.
Yeah, marketing. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your percentage on that, Agent?
Okay. So you want to know if you're going to get the job?
Oh, an internship within marketing. Advertising, PR.
Yes, you are going to get the job.
Okay. So how
50%.
Would I go about, yeah, finding it?
What'd you say?
I said, how would I go about finding this internship? Because I've been searching a couple of places on the internet and inquiring a lot of people, but I haven't really found haven't found it yet.
And why haven't you found it yet?
Yeah, that's basically what I want to know.
Why hasn't she found it yet? Oh, so you haven't made the connection yet.
You know, what my guides are telling me, what you need to do is that you need to start meditating.
Oh.
And start drawing in that connection. Okay, here's a good example. Adrian's a reader on another website, and for some reason he wasn't getting his readings, you know, like he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So he started meditating and changing the vibration, because if you keep putting out that same vibration. Well, they're not going to call me. This is not going to work. That's not going to work. Well, guess what you're bringing towards you? What are you creating? You're creating, you know, that energy where you're not getting the contact. You're not making that connection.
Yeah.
So what you have to do is match the vibration so that it'll bring you the right connection, the right job, you know, the right people, you know, that you need to make contact with.
Okay. So how would you, I know people tell me, oh, you can start easily, go on YouTube, you know, watch a video, and, you know, meditation's basically like, you know, you concentrate and you concentrate on your breathing and the exercise, and you just focus on not really thinking much and just let go. But, you know, I don't know. It's just...
What I'm getting, you feel a lot of doubt.
Okay.
And what's preventing you?
Oh, are you... Repeat, please.
I'm getting that you're feeling a lot of doubt.
Mm-hmm.
What's holding you back?
I don't necessarily know what the doubt is. I try to remain positive. Like, I'm still out there looking for it. Maybe it's internal doubt, but...
Okay, here's a good example. Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that you have faith in what he can do for you?
Yes.
Okay. Can you trust him?
Yes.
So in order to have other outside sources help us, then we have to have that trust.
Okay.
And that's without a doubt.
Okay.
And I'm getting that you have some doubt. So you have to get rid of the doubt and just have trust.
Okay. And so meditation will help clear my mind and do that.
The main thing is not only meditation, but you have to start using some affirmations. You know what those are?
Where you tap your, like, tapping points, like your wrist and your center of your, between, like, the third eye and all of that?
Well, you could use tapping. That's a good source.
Mm-hmm. I used to do that before, like, a couple years ago.
Because if you start, you know, feeling any kind of stress or negativity, once you start doing that tapping, then that opens up those, your chakras. You know, bringing you back to balance. And that's very important, to be in balance. Not only that, but are you eating the right foods? Are you getting exercise?
Yeah, absolutely,
Because this is all going to lift your vibration, you know, when you start focusing on your health.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but... you have to be in gratitude all the time. You have to be in gratitude for what you have and who you are and all the little things, you know, that the universe has, you know, has blessed you with and given to you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do, then that helps bring your vibration up also. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not in a relationship right now.
Okay, because once you focus on your health and get the kind of job that you want and make the kind of money that you want to make, then that's when the relationship's going to come in.
Mhm. So are you saying right now I'm at a low vibration? Sorry.
Your vibration's a little low right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And what percentage is that, Adrian?
Okay.
20%.
Wow.
Wow, that's low.
That's real low.
Wow, I really want... Okay, so I really want to start getting better. I don't like being in a low vibration.
The main thing is, do you get around a lot of negative people?
Yeah.
You do? You need those negative people are toxic for you.
Oh.
Because what happens is they draw off your... If you have any positive energy, they like to draw up that energy and lower your vibration.
Oh, okay.
Now, are this friends or family?
That you would say I'm around, as of right now, I'm around family, but I'm in school. I don't know, I find that I keep to myself, that I'm trying to keep to myself more this year. Is that helping me keeping to myself a little bit more than usual, or is that hurting me? Because I feel like I'm trying to balance, like, am I being antisocial? Am I being too much of an introvert? I feel like I'm battling between myself with that. I don't know.
Yeah, the main thing is to start doing, you know, if you're going to spend time, you know, with your... by yourself, then you need to go, you know, into more meditation, focusing more on, you know, positive, you know, energies, whether it's listening to, you know, positive people like Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Have
you ever
listened to him?
Listen to him. I mean, he's great. You know, he'll help lift that vibration. And also, you know, any books, you know, that can help you.
Main
thing is you want to get that vibration up, because that lower vibration, all that does is add a lot of undue stress into your life, and that stress will go into your body and make you sick.
Okay, so you definitely see me getting the internship if I can quickly raise my vibration, basically.
Yeah.
You don't see it getting me at, like, right now at this point. You don't see me getting it if I'm at like a 20%.
Not at 20%.
Okay. And I'm sorry. Repeat it.
I said that. That's like almost to death, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Have you been depressed?
Yeah. I had came out of it, you know. I'm in college now. It's been somewhat of a struggle, but I'm getting through it. I feel like I'm coming back from it. So
I wanna share something with you real quick. Like, this is called geometric transformation. That me and my son Adrian's my son, and we were taught this. And what it is, it's sacred geometry. And I want you to. Do you have a pen and a piece of paper or pencil nearby?
One second.
Okay.
Can I get a pen, Sheila? Okay. Hello?
Hello.
I'm here. I have a pen and paper.
Okay. You ready? I want you to write these numbers down. The first numbers are 2, 3. Second set of numbers 2, 3, 5, 3.
Okay.
Next set of number 6, 5. and the last set is 9-2.
Okay.
And what I want you to do with these numbers, and I want you to look at your left leg from the top of the calf down to your ankle. I want you to look at the side of your leg, and I want you to say these numbers as you're turning your finger, your index finger, and turn it in a circular motion to the right as you're saying these numbers, 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2.
So I'm turning my index finger.
You'll be using your right index finger.
And I'll be
on your left leg.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and say those numbers together. 2, 3.
Okay. 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2.
And this is, and I want you to say these words. This is magnified and multiplied.
Okay.
For all times and places.
Okay, so repeat the phrase for me again, please.
Okay, this is magnified and multiplied.
This is magnified. Magnified.
For all times and places.
For all times and places.
Yeah. This is, these set of numbers that I gave you will help bring you back into balance, and it's going to help lift your vibration.
Okay.
Okay, now, Adrian, I want you to go back into the chart and tell me what's your percentage on her vibration right now.
Right now, it went up 25%.
Okay.
Wow.
So this is something that you have to continue. You're going to have to do it each day now and get that percentage back up.
Okay.
It's working, but it's something that you have to keep repeating and doing it.
Okay. Okay, because I really want to be a high vibration. If I feel like, I feel like I want to change the world. I know that's so cliche, but I don't want to get a low vibration.
Well, the main thing is, we're all going through, different things in life.
Yeah.
And, let me explain that. This is what Dr. Wayne Dyer says. It's not how hard that you fall, but how high can you bounce back?
Yeah.
And what do you get from that? What does that mean to you?
That to me means you just got to keep going at it and keep trying and don't give up.
That's right.
Okay. I'll definitely be following this and raising my vibration and hopefully stay out of that dark place and all of that and stuff.
Well, the main thing is, and this is one thing, I want to share something with you. Me and my son have been to Florida before.
Yeah.
And the first time we went was Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And we went on a cruise. And I'll tell you, the energy there was amazing. And that goes, for all of Florida. I mean, you have some amazing energy to work with you. You just have to allow it to be part, of your life.
Yeah.
Do you go to the beach much?
No, but I should.
You should. That'll help lift your vibration also. you have all the, you have everything there. You just have to allow it to work with you and not against you.
Okay.
I mean, these are messages, you know, that are coming to us from our guides to help you to be, you know, live a more prosperous and happy and enjoyable life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is, where do you want to be?
Yeah, hopefully now that I'm going to start doing this, I want to become more spiritual, so
right.
I feel like I really do need to start meditating. I feel like that's like the first step to getting to where I want to go.
Right. Now, you do want change, because if you didn't, then you wouldn't have called our show tonight.
Yeah.
There is no coincidence. And there's a reason for everything, you know, that happens in our lives. We just have to be open to the messages that, you know, that come to us.
Yeah.
You know, be more connected, be more spiritual, be more, you know, loving, you know, be more part of the Christ consciousness. And to love, to learn, you know, to love yourself again and to be and put out that kind of energy so that it will attract not only the kind of job that you want, but the kind of person, you know, your twin flame, you know, energy into your life so that you can, you know, enjoy. You know, it's all being part of the journey. You know, we're all going through something in this life. You know, main thing is, you know, what, where do we want to go? You know, what do we want to experience?
Yeah.
And I hope that, you know, the information that we gave you will be, will help inspire you on the rest of your journey.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but can I ask one more question?
Go right ahead.
Okay, usually when I'm getting readings, I would ask about general readings, and they would say they would see a relationship coming in for the summer. Do you see that too? Like, they say they would see it, like, very recent.
Nadrin?
You want to know if it's recent?
Yeah, they said they see it happening very soon.
Well, in order to manifest it sooner, you have to, like Roy says, get your vibration up, because that's kind of putting the brakes on things.
Oh, okay. Okay, so now I see how the vibration really, really affects everything. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of it is not only the vibration, but changing our way of thinking.
Okay.
See, subconsciously, that plays a big part in all of our lives. Not only are me and Adrian readers, but we're both hypnotists also.
Mm-hmm.
So we work very closely with the subconscious mind.
Ah.
And if you want change, then you have to be willing to change your way of thinking.
Okay.
You know, have you ever heard the saying, off with the old and on with the new?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of that is very true. We just have to just change our way of thinking. It's all that easy.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Let us know how this turns out for you, and again, we thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Next time I call in, I want to be hopefully like 90 or 100%.
That's right. That's your goal.
Yeah.
We know you can do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Just put out the energy.
Yeah.
Put out the love energy.
And start going to the beach.
Okay.
Because if we were in Florida right now, that's where we would be heading.
Yeah.
Another thing I was thinking is you need to do a chakra balancing, and I could do that on you right now if you want.
Okay.
And see what colors you need. Okay. I'll do the color therapy on you first. What color is affecting her right now? Right now, yellow is affecting you. And also blue. So your heart chakra is out. And your belly button chakra is out. It's infected.
Were you in a bad relationship before?
Was I in a bad relationship before? No, not really. I've never really been in a relationship. Well, yeah, it was like one-sided type of thing, but...
Did you say you had a son?
A son? No.
You don't have any kids?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I don't know why I was getting that. And when was your last relationship?
Probably three or four years ago. But it was
What prevented you from having another relationship?
I just never really was interested in anyone else after that. I finally it was one-sided type of relationship, and I finally told the person, and they somewhat rejected me, so. There's that. So I think it's stemming from that. It was recent. So it wasn't really a relationship. It was just I basically told the person and they didn't really take too kindly or say anything really. So it's that. I think it's that you're reading upon.
I'm getting that there's something preventing you from being in a long-term relationship.
Okay. But you don't know what it
is. Now, does this have something to do with your past?
Well, I've never really been in a relationship, so I couldn't...
No, I mean, this could have been when you were younger, when you were, with... Wait, did your mom and dad raise you up?
Did they raise me? It's kind of complicated.
You didn't live with your mom and dad.
Yeah, as I progressed in my teen years, it was mostly my guardian sister and guardian brother.
Okay, so that could have been where it all began when you were younger. Yeah, subconsciously that bothered you. And as you started getting a little bit older, a lot of that started coming to surface. And that's why it's hard for you to trust being in a relationship.
Oh, so I'm afraid they're going to leave or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see where that stems from.
Yeah. But the main thing is you need to learn to love yourself again.
So there was a point where I did, and I lost it.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what age that was? It as the was it with the passing of the parents where I had the guardian brother, guardian sister that I lost?
I'm getting this was at a young age. the number 10 comes up.
Okay.
At 10 years old.
Yeah, that was the passing of my mother around that time.
What's that?
10. Yeah, and then 07 was the passing of my father, and then and that was when I was like 13, and so then that's where my guardian brother and guardian sister.
So you lost them at a young age then?
Yeah.
Both your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it did cause some not only emotional damage, but it caused some spiritual damage for you too.
Oh, wow.
Because you didn't understand why they had to leave.
Yeah.
Especially when you were that young.
Yeah. I could see that I had that mindset when I was younger, but I thought now since I'm older and now I know more.
The main thing is, once it's in the subconscious, it don't go away. It just surfaces as you get older.
Yeah.
Like I said, you need to learn to love yourself again.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay, so then what
Adrian,
about...
what are you getting for her?
Well, it's saying that the heart, the spleen, and the throat chakra is out.
Do you have trouble communicating?
With people in general, yeah. I think I tend to hold back what I want to say a lot and... But others,
you hold a lot of things back that you want to say.
Yeah.
And who do you want to say this to?
I don't know. Maybe people in general, friends in general.
I mean, are these people who hurt you?
That might be something there.
Yeah. So you need to express yourself more and open up your heart chakra. That's where you've lost a lot of your love because it closed off your heart chakra. And you need to learn, you know, like I said, learn to love again. And the first step is learning to love yourself. And the way you do that is... you learn to forgive yourself for whatever you were holding on to that prevented you from feeling love.
Yeah.
And affirmations are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll help lift your vibration also. You know what affirmations are?
Yes.
Was there a lot of... emotional abuse in your family, minded?
Yeah, I felt that when I was around that time, like through 10 and 13 and those teen years. Yeah, I felt like there was a lot of emotional stuff going on with me attached. Yeah.
Okay, so that's kind of where I'm seeing the problem is, right there.
Okay.
See, what we're doing is we're pinpointing where this all began so that you could get past that and be more in alignment to where you need to be so that your vibration will lift.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know anything about you or your family history or anything. The main thing is the information that we receive is to benefit you and to get you back, you know, connected to source.
Yeah.
Do you meditate or pray at all?
Well, I pray from time to time, but But yeah, I really want to learn to meditate and, like you